You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants the retail real estate industry to create a mandatory code of practice by Tuesday morning to help protect commercial tenants and owners during the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus. He says a mandatory code of practice will help landlords and tenants negotiate to ensure that they can work things out between them.
What is important as part of this code is that both parties negotiate in good faith, that there is a proportionality principle that needs to be in this code. And that proportionality principle is simply this, that the turnover reduction of the tenant needs to be reflected in the rental waiver of the landlord.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison also announced new measures on Friday for working holidaymakers, with a move designed to protect rural and regional communities from the pandemic. He urged backpackers to follow social distancing rules, warning people of a ban on groups travelling the country in campervans, adding it was mandatory for people travelling to farms for fruit picking and other jobs to self-isolate for 14 days to avoid spreading coronavirus. Mr. Morrison also announced places of worship will be considered workplaces for Easter services streamed online, and as such, given some flexibility under coronavirus social distancing rules. He says this would mean churches could have, for example, a cantor and other assistants involved as well as the priest or minister.
Churches are not open. Places of worship are not open. I want to be very clear about that. But we've had a lot of feedback from religious communities that there are ways that these services are conducted, and they'll be able to do that, respecting absolutely the four square metres per person rule that applies in those workplaces, and that should be followed.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says he believes the true number of coronavirus infections around the world is 5 to 10 times higher than those reported. More than 1 million cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed globally, with countries such as Italy, Spain and the United States recording the highest number of infections. Professor Murphy says while there will be some undetected cases in Australia, the country's high testing rate means health authorities have a fair idea of the size of the outbreak, but he says the same can't be said for other parts of the world.
Worldwide, we've now passed 1 million reported cases of COVID-19. We believe that the true number is probably 5 or 10 times as much as that, because we know that, judging by the death rate, the testing rate, in many countries they're not detecting all the cases. There are some countries that don't have the capacity to test.
The childcare sector has welcomed the federal government's new $1.6 billion package announced on Thursday, saying it will help keep their businesses open. The federal government's childcare package will help around 13,000 childcare centres pay at least half of their operating costs from the 6th of April. Childcare services will also be free for parents during the coronavirus pandemic. Jane Chambers from Bluebird Childcare says the funding from the package, combined with the government's JobKeeper payment, will help keep her business afloat during the crisis.
Most of us will now be able to access the JobKeeper package, which wasn't previously the case. So I think for most services, our income should balance out to equivalent to what we were on before. And then it's also allowing services to stay open for people who really need our services.
Australia's eSafety Commissioner has released online guidelines to help people in abusive relationships during the coronavirus pandemic. The guidelines will also have training tools to help frontline workers continue to safely support victims of domestic violence. eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says while people are forced to stay home in response to the COVID-19 restrictions, it can be a tough time for those in abusive relationships.
Technology can play a really important role in terms of being a lifeline to people who are experiencing domestic or family violence, but it also can be used as a tool for further control, coercion, or debasement. And so we've developed these new resources knowing that so many women and children may be shuttered in with their abusers, to help give them that lifeline and to be able to use technology safely so that they can connect with those that they need to.
And Government Services Minister Stuart Robert has announced a six-month pause on Centrelink debt raising and recovery. The government has previously suspended mutual obligation appointments for job seekers, but Mr. Robert says it will also stop the recovery of so-called robo-debt funds during the pandemic. He says the pause won't come into place automatically and people in existing repayment arrangements will need to contact Services Australia. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.